If you have been following the podcast for some time, you heard the results of my study, which were somewhat surprising. As I stated before, I expected to have gotten more sleep and have taken less time to fall asleep after removing the TV from my bedtime routine. But it actually was not the case. While having the TV in my bedtime routine, I got more sleep and took less time to fall asleep. So, it may surprise you when I give you the recommendation to apply this habit to your life. You may be wondering why. Though I got less sleep, it wasn't enough to greatly impact the amount that I felt that I rested throughout the night. In fact, I felt more well rested whenever I removed the TV from my bedtime routine. Also, I was much less anxious, much less depressed. I didn't have any panic attacks, and I didn't have to take naps, which it provided me with more time in the long run. So, personally, I recommend that taking the TV out of your bedtime routine and not watching the TV before bed, in bed, or while sleeping will impact your mental health positively. And I recommend removing this from your bedtime routine. So, you may be thinking, how am I going to remove this? That's how I relax. I enjoy watching the TV while I fall asleep or before bed. So I want to provide some recommendations on how to apply this habit that will positively affect your mental health in the long run. One of my recommendations is to slowly adapt to not watching the TV before in during bed. I recommend slowly incorporating this by watching, if you watch maybe 1 hour, start by watching only 45 minutes. And after you feel ready, go down to 30 minutes. Whereas you slowly step in to having no bedtime TV incorporation. If I did this, I believe that I would have gotten even more sleep without the TV. I also recommend finding a time throughout your day to replace this time that you watch the TV. So if you set a time aside to watch TV at bed to help you relax, find another time throughout the day to where you can incorporate this relaxation technique that you use into your day, which I believe will also positively impact your mental health. Lastly, make it measurable and reward yourself for applying these good habits so that you can be proud of yourself and feel like you've gotten something out of applying a good habit. Thank you for spending your time following my podcast and learning the results from my study. I hope that you will apply the results and the techniques that I have used and that it will positively impact your mental health so that as a whole, we can be a better generation and a better community because we have taken time to apply positive mental health habits. Also, don't forget to do other things like getting the proper amount of sleep at night, drinking the proper amount of water, taking time to exercise so that we can be strong and benefit those around us. Remember, remember, by applying this mental health habit, you will feel more rested. And you will hopefully have less anxiety and depression. And you will save time because you will not have to take as many naps. And you will feel more motivated to complete certain homework assignments or tasks in your job. I truly hope that you will apply these to your life. And thank you for following along in this journey with me.